See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
On Air with Sir, we are live in Philadelphia, baby. And man, am I excited for our special interview today. I got my co-host Bahir in the building.
Yes, yes.
What's up, man? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man.
That's good, man. Give me three things you're grateful for, Bahir.
Yes, three things I'm grateful for is love. Second is life. And then third is adventure.
Adventure.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. Tell me about the last adventure you went on.
Yes. So the last adventure I went on was a trip with me and my parents. And we went to down south, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, man. You know, I haven't been to Atlanta yet. Everybody always is like, sir, you haven't been to Atlanta? I haven't been to Atlanta yet, man. I can't wait to go.
Yes.
All right, so by here, mm-hmm. you introduced me to an amazing author.
Yes.
And he's here today with his book, The Airport Adventures. Can you introduce him for me?
Yes. So this is Cleo's Glory Young.
Hey.
And yes, Jamaica. Yes, yes.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
Hey, man, off air, man, you were really talking to me about a lot of spiritual things. It was really, really deep, you know. Where does your spirituality come from? Is this something that you learned back home? Or is this something that you, like, studied over the years in, like, America? I just wanted to know that real quick because you touched me off air, man. It was just deep.
So it's something that's in my roots growing up in Jamaica.
Okay.
But I didn't become aware of it until I'm over here in America and started going through some challenges and realizing that there were entities that was introducing my thoughts and my spirits to certain things that was going on around me. So that's what really caused me to start paying attention beyond just the physical aspect of life.
Now, how long have you been here in the States?
It's been 27 years.
Wow. Wow. And wow. Do you go back home often or have you been here the entire time?
Yeah, I go back home often, which I think I'm scheduled to go back either June or July.
Okay, awesome. So speaking of other entities introducing thoughts and ideas, is this where your book, The Airport Adventures, come from?
Yes.
Word.
Like, literally, word. I was going through what I would call the worst days or weeks of my life based on having close friends around me and things was going on in their world, which I didn't become aware of. Until I have a dream now, hey, this is what's going on around you. And when I confronted them, they denied it. But later on, things just started coming out. And that's when now I was like, wow, look at that. I dreamt about it. Here's it in reality now. But what happened, me transitioning from Jamaica and coming over here, like literally, I never had anyone close to me. Like really close. I have friends and families and stuff like that, but I never had like what you would call a right-hand person. And this is someone that you would actually share everything with. Like you're going out to go speak, right?
Right.
You're not gonna go to an audience and tell them everything because you have like 15 minutes to an hour, right?
Right.
But this person that is around you, you actually give them the ins and outs. So just in case something happens to you and you can't make an event, they can go and fully represent you. So I would share these secretive things with different people around me that was very close. And these were the people that I found out later on was doing things behind my back. But it was like through a dream that gave me the revelation that this was going on. So that's what really caused me to start looking beyond just the physical aspect of life and realizing that, hey, there are things that are out there, entities, right, that could communicate with us and let us know what's going on.
Yes. Wow. So the Airport Adventures
yes.
is a kid's book, right?
So
or no?
It's a
because when I look at it, it's like super colorful.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a kid's book because some of these words are too big for kids.
So there's two things with that. Okay. One, it's a family book.
It's a family book. Okay. I like that. Okay. I like family book.
Yeah. And the reason for that, because I'm coming back from being a teacher before and realized that majority of us as teachers were taught this, that the children who do much better in the classroom is the one that the parents are involved in their academic life.
That makes sense.
So for me, it was like, hey, I've written books before. It's like typically the children's book. Hey, give the child the book and let the child go read the book.
Right.
But for this one, I took it from a different angle where it's like, hey, no, get the parent involved. So the child that's reading on, say, like a fourth grade level,
yes,
if they read that, they would only get it from a fourth grade level. But if there's an adult next to the child and reading with them, not only would they get it from a fourth grade level, they can get it from the adult level.
That makes sense.
So that was the first thing. And then there's a method in parenting where if you have probably two or three children, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You get the hang of it that if you buy a size, say a size 5 shoes for the child, within 6 months to a year, the child grows out that size 5.
Facts.
So what you would do now, you would buy like a size 5.5 or a size 6, knowing that the child is going to grow into that and you don't have to go out and spend money again, right?
Right, right.
So for me, I look at it, how do we grow from an academic standpoint, right? I can't give you the level of where you are constantly. Mm-hmm. I have to give you that 5.5 or 6 so you can grow into that now. Because if I constantly give you the things on your level, guess what? You'll always be on that level.
Now I see you even have COVID information in it.
Yeah.
How new is this book? Like, when did you publish it?
I just published it last year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Now, how many books do you have?
So I have 9 books out. This is my 9th book. Yes.
Wow, man, that's amazing. I have to get around to doing a book. Everybody tells me to do a book, but wow. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yes.
Got to create that time, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and that's actually what you would call a bookazine.
A bookazine. Yeah. I know.
Because what happened, that part that's talking about COVID is not actually a part of the story. So I have the story that's revolving around the airport adventure. So the family is going to the airport and they're having this adventure. But the book, if you look at the title, right, it's the airport adventure. And then the subtitle is around living safely, right?
Right, I do see that.
So the premise of the book is around safety.
Yes.
The premise of the airport is around safety. So they utilize safety to get people to their destinations. And when I learned that concept, I was like, hey, this is what's needed in the community. So if you look at the concept around the pandemic, what's the number one word that's trending around the pandemic? Safety.
Safe.
Right.
So that's how it involves now being in part of the magazine that we're talking about. It's that now I'm no longer, right, talking about the story portion. I'm showing you how to put the practical term in your life now.
I see a lot of things in here, like cyber and internet safety tips.
See? So,
another one that said, like, it was like socialization something, 7 simple safety tips for human socialization. This is an amazing book.
So, yes. And that's what I did.
So many different tips. And it talks about the runway, the boarding pass, the black box.
Yeah.
You know, like... jet bridge. I mean, this book teaches you a lot of different things.
So what I did, as you're mentioning, the internet tips and stuff like that, how to stay safe on the internet. So what I did, I translated. I'm like, all right, the airport priority is safety. If you're going on the internet, that's the same priority that you got to go with.
Yes.
If you're traveling in throughout the pandemic, it's the same component has to be a part of your life. So what I did now, I took the concept of what you would call using your imagination to go through the story. But now the magazine section is giving you a practical way how you can make it apply to your life.
Got it. Okay, tell me like 3 things that people can expect to get from this book.
So 3 things. So the first one is how it's designed different.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? If you look through it, each character have their own line, so I actually set it up like a script. Like
right,
when
I
you're acting.
Yeah.
Security
guards. So like it's kind of like interactive, like everybody can sit around and read different parts.
So that's so you really get people to learn things when they're engaging and interacting. So that's why I said it's a family book. So the entire family can get their own characters, right? And start to interact now.
A bookazine.
Thank you. And then, so that's the first one, the way it's designed, right? It's designed differently. So that is actually coming from saying, if you want people to do different, you can't show them the same things.
Right. Facts.
All right. So I show them something different.
I've never seen a book like this. I mean, because you even have sections where people can write down like their favorite words, I guess, and like find a definition.
So that actually has to deal with safety as well. So I'm sharing inside the book how you have to look for safety things to make the travel for them in the family safe, right? But the words that I'm actually utilizing for you to now look up and write down, if you really think about those words also make you practice what is called safety. So one of the words that you could really find in the writing section, it's kind. So I'm saying now, if you start to be kind with other people, right? What happens? It creates a safe component between you and that person. It's only when you're mean to that person now, then there's an unsafe environment that's created. Another word is encouragement. What happens when you start to encourage people? Right. It makes you and that entity become safe.
Safe.
So the words that's designed in that written version is also a part of the overall concept of the book. Safety.
Wow. Now, I see there's a QR code in here.
So the QR code is actually just going to a thank you page where I'm sharing with the audience. Thank you for obtaining a copy and really showing my appreciation for what they have done.
Got you. Man, this is amazing. All right, listen, everybody. Make sure you go online right now and get the Airport Adventures, man. Wow, Cleos, man, this is... I don't even know what to say. And I do interviews every day, you know? A bookazine.
Yeah.
This is a true bookazine. All right, now, if you had to pick a favorite character, which one is your favorite, like, character to read?
So, that's hard.
I know that's hard.
Ribbit.
Ribbit?
Yeah.
Okay, who's that?
Ribbit is the one that actually caused the adventure.
Oh, gotcha. That caused the adventure.
Yeah. But let me show you what happened, because it's called the Airport Adventure, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But the story starts from the home.
Okay.
And I did that purposely. So
right, because chapter one says home.
Home, right? So
home, at home.
When they go to the airport now, there's this havoc that creates the adventure, right? But it's through the process of following Ribbit, which is that character, right?
Okay. Yes.
But when you pinpoint and you see what I wrote, the adventure took place at the airport, right? But if you look at what I wrote there, where did it start from? It started from home. And because he's home and not getting certain things done for him, right? He starts to now act out when he goes to the airport. And that's what leads into the adventure.
Gotcha.
And it's almost like sometimes we're in the home and we're trying to do great things. And if you read the first page, what is it that he says he admired? He admired this superhero. So it's almost like this character who wants to become a superhero, but when he's home, he doesn't get that opportunity to become that superhero. So now he's at the airport now and see an opportunity for him to capitalize on it now, right?
And be a superhero.
And he now act out on it, but what happened now, it starts to become an adventure rather than you becoming a superhero.
So let's go through these chapters real quick.
Yeah.
Just give me 30 seconds of what people should expect from each chapter, okay? So chapter one is at home. So what's going on at home in 30 seconds?
So at home, what's going on at home now is that process where you're looking at how do you get out in life. So if you look at how it's designed, right? Yeah. It's designed, and one of the first thing that you're looking at is how they start to imagine where they're going.
Gotcha.
So they can't leave home without they having a concept of where they're going.
Right. Vision.
Yes.
All right. Chapter 2 is checking in. So tell me about that chapter.
Checking in now is like when you start to go out in actually, it's actually talking about the airport. So they have to check in.
Right.
But when you go out now in life, right, because you're interacting with people, you need to start to check in on yourself to see how you're actually interacting.
Yes. Yes.
Because people and things make you unsafe. So if I go into an environment, right, and I'm not checking on myself, I'm going to act out unsafe.
Okay. Chapter 3. TSA checkpoint.
So TSA checkpoint is that concept where you're going through now, right? And they're trying to find out if you have what is called dangerous goods on you. So you're going through that metal detector and stuff. They're trying to find out if you have weapon on you. So in reality, it's like you got to check yourself and say if you're that dangerous person that is not allowing you to go to the next step. Because when you go through...
This is a deep book.
When you go through TSA, right, you now get access to what? The entire internal part of the airport.
Right.
And that's the same thing. They're checking for you to see if you have any dangerous goods on you. So in reality, it's like looking at yourself. Sometimes you can't get invited to that party or that big function. Why? Because when they invited you before, right, you acted out. So you became that dangerous goods. Right? Yes. That's now impacting that party. So I'm not going to invite you to the next one.
Right.
Gotcha. Chapter 4, the unsafe decision.
So the unsafe decision is that sometimes in life we make decision and they don't pan out to the things that we wanted it to pan out to. And now it puts us in a circumstance where we become unsafe with the people that are around us.
That's true. Chapter 5, the recovery.
So... whenever we make a decision, and people typically call it failure. For me, it was like, no, it's not really failure. You made a decision, right? You got this result. All you got to do is learn how to adjust what you did so you can get a better result and you can recover. So that's what the recover is, that they made a better decision now and they recovered.
Chapter 6, the adventure.
So this part, I never really understood the adventure of life until this. The adventure of life is that you're going to go out and things are going to go up, down, left, right. But at the end of the day, whatever happens when you go through this adventure, it's supposed to allow you to discover something important. Which is going to lead to the last chapter. What's the last chapter?
Chapter 7, the grand finale.
And you can't have a grand finale without having an adventure in your life.
This is true. Wow.
Ask anyone that has made it big time.
Right.
They went through that ups and down, and it's like an adventure, like going on a roller coaster. You want to scream, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you come out with something that could make you now have this grand finale in life.
Hey, man, thank you so much for stopping by.
Wow.
Tell everybody how to get this book. I want them to go directly to your website.
So they can go to the airportadventure.com and order it from there.
Wow. Directly. And like, of course, it's on all the platforms.
Yeah, Amazon.
But go to theairportadventure.com and get this book. Hey, man, any wise words before you go?
The wise word I could tell someone now before it was, I want to pass down the legacy of money. Or the business, or the land, or clothes, right? The jewelry and the... But now the legacy that needs to be passed down is safety. Yes. That controls the entire dynamic of a person's life.
No, you're right, man.
Look at African-American here in America. What does the media do, or the police? They make them unsafe. And you know when you make someone unsafe... they live the lowest life possible. It's only when you have safety now, then you start to do what the plane does, right? You go to a higher level. And every plane has to go through that safety check before it takes off.
Hey, man, three things you're grateful for real quick.
Three things. The first things I have to be thankful for, the first thing is my thought. The thoughts that are coming around me. And from there now... is the second thing is my mind. because even though you may get some great thoughts, you have to have that mindset that you can really put them in something like this and then work towards getting it out. And believe it or not, the pandemic.
And I understand.
And why I'm saying that, because certain things were going on before the pandemic that was redundant. And it's like the pandemic came and it shook so many people up, and now you have so many entrepreneurs that are born. But all of that was dormant inside of them for so long. And for me, it's like I see where it comes in. And yes, you have the adventure part, right?
Right.
But it's like it shook us up to now realize that you were going to work day by day and doing these things and never know that you could have spent 3 months at home and still be alive.
Wow.
Before, you were like, I gotta go to work. Not spending time with your family because work was, and now all of that was cut off. Not only that, you started to see the animals coming alive now. You started to see the sky being more beautiful. Like, because people wasn't transitioning and causing all this havoc to the earth. And for many people, it put what you call a pivot in their mind. And now they're birthing things that they never saw before. And for me, this is what the pandemic represented. Yeah, it has its ups and downs and stuff like that. But
it has
its
adventure.
But as, and that's where I was going to get to.
Gotcha.
It made me into what I'm doing now.
This is the grand finale.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, man, log on to the airportadventure.com right now, man. It's On Air with Sir, and we out of here. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I love you.
We out, baby. Beautiful.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.